Well, the last two preachers on Sunday nights have been shipped overseas, so I don't know where I'm going to be next week. So, if you don't see me next week, you'll know something happened, I guess. Turn with me to Psalm 111. Psalm 111, we're going to look at a message entitled, A Good Understanding. From Psalm 111, verse 10, I'll read the verse. Psalm 111, verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever." All of us know the feeling of being misunderstood or misunderstanding something that someone else said. Years ago, we used to have the junior camp out in the cow pasture straight out that way past the ball field there. And some of you probably don't even know that, but we did for, I don't know, at least a year or two. And so that always added an interesting dimension when it came to capture the flag in the dark, you know, because there are some extra landmines out there all over the place. And one time the inevitable happened. One of the boys was running around and somehow tripped or something. He fell and both hands went right into a a cow pie. And I remember my dad telling this story because he used to work at, help out with the junior campouts. And so the boy comes to my dad and, you know, he's got cow pie all over his hands. And so they didn't have any running water out there. All they had was one of those igloos of water for drinking water. So my dad said, well, let's go over and, you know, we'll try to wash it off. So my dad, figuring the little spout wouldn't be enough, so he took the lid off and was going to pour some of the water onto the kid's hand. But as soon as he took the lid off, the kid stuck both of his hands right into the right into the drinking water. And, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, might as well just wash them up right now then, because they didn't have any more drinking water after that. So, but clearly that boy misunderstood what my dad was trying to do and didn't think through everything before he acted. My dad always loved telling stories that would happen on the junior camp out. It was one of the, he didn't get much sleep at night, but on the night of the junior camp out, I think he got the least out of any night of the year. One night he had somebody, one of the boys, come up to him probably at 2 or 3 in the morning, and finally everybody gets to sleep, you know, and then they're up at the crack of the dawn. Well, this boy comes to my dad and he's asleep. We found out afterwards this boy was asleep. He was sleep talking. Comes up to Mr. Raines and shakes him and says, "Mr. Raines, are you sleep dead?" And my dad wakes up and, what are you sleep dead? And I don't know what happened there or what came to mind, but my dad probably told him, "No, but you will be soon." I don't know. He probably didn't say that, but, oh, that was fun times. But anyways, understanding is something that we all need, but often feel like we lack. And I'm sure you've all been there. Every adult, even children in the room here, you come to a situation in life, maybe just a life circumstance, or you're reading your Bible and you trying to comprehend, what did that just say? You feel like, man, I don't know anything about God. I don't know how to raise children. I don't know why, you know, this happened in my life. Why did my parents get divorced? Why did my loved one pass away? You know, I've thought about my nephew Austin, why a 10-year-old boy would get brain cancer. You know, we don't understand all that God has in store when these kind of circumstances happen in our lives or the life of somebody else. We all can think back to times in our life, maybe even right now, trying to wrestle through a situation and make a decision, and you need God's understanding, a good understanding. I want to look at what the Bible says we should do when we lack understanding. And there's three steps I want to look at that every one of us can take to gain understanding. First of all, I'm actually going to have you go to Psalm 119. The first point is pray for understanding. It seems so elementary, especially to a room full of mostly Christians, I would assume, that the first thing you do is pray, right? But that's not always our first response, is it? We want to figure things out, especially as guys, you know, for some reason, we just want to try to analyze everything and think through everything and make sure everything's figured out so that we know what the outcome is. Well, that doesn't always happen. We can't always see the beginning from the end. But in Psalm 119, the psalmist five times prays for understanding. First of all, look at verse 34. Psalm 119, verse 34 says, "Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart." Then skip down to verse 73. "Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn thy commandments." Then verse 125. "I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies." Verse 144. "The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live." And then last, verse 169. "Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word." We have to pray and find God's will and give us understanding for these circumstances in life. Like I said, it seems so elementary to say, well, just pray about it. Well, what do we do when we pray for understanding? What are we saying when we pray for understanding? What we're saying is, my knowledge is limited as a human being, but God is unlimited. In his understanding and his knowledge, he knows why things are happening in your life. He wants you to pray, not just because it's a spiritual ritual, because that's not what it should be. It is seeking God's will. God, you are infinite in your wisdom and your understanding. I don't know what's going on here. We've all been there. But I'm on my knees before God because I know God knows, and I want him to know. Our knowledge is limited, but we can ask unlimited amounts of times. You ever feel like you exhaust God's store bank of coming to him? Well, you never do. For forgiveness, for understanding, you come to him and with a broken and contrite heart, God will not despise you. Come to God and ask for his understanding. Romans 11:33 says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." Part of being human is recognizing that we are limited in our understanding. I've talked to so many people just out soul winning or having conversations with people who talk about maybe an event in their life or their upbringing and how so many things just didn't seem to make sense, and to them that is justification for dismissing God out of their life. Well, if God really cared about me, why did he allow my parents to get divorced and split up and all of these questions that, quite frankly, I don't have the answer for. I don't know all of those answers, but God does. And God wants a personal relationship with all of us. He cares for us as a father does his children. We can go and say, "God, I don't know what's happening in my life. I have this decision. Maybe it's a new job. Maybe it's how to raise my children. You know, maybe there's something in the Bible I want to understand and I don't." God is there waiting for us to ask him. Pray for understanding. I remember Dr. Rick preaching just a couple of weeks ago and how he was deciding if he wanted to go to Kenya or what God wanted him to do. And in 2 Chronicles somewhere he was reading, and God used the Word of God to direct him and give him understanding, and things cleared up. And we want answers right now. We live in the day and age where we want everything right now. You know, if we press something on our phone and it takes more than 5 seconds to load, we're yelling at our phone and like, come on, I need this right now. You know, we have to have everything right now. And sometimes God wants us to wait. And that understanding comes when we wait on Him. Prayer acknowledges our need for God. Prayer is important for understanding. Clearly, I mean, 5 times here, the psalmist says, give me understanding. He didn't understand everything either. So don't feel like you're some horrible Christian because there's something in the Bible you don't understand and there's a passage or a doctrine or a teaching you don't understand. Join the boat with the rest of us. There's all things, you know, there's a lot of things that all of us don't understand. But we don't use that as an excuse to give up and say, well, I just can't understand this. I'm going to give up. I'm just going to do my own thing, whatever I'm comfortable with. I think of also in Philippians chapter 4, in terms of praying for understanding, Paul gives us a good solution here. Philippians chapter 4, we see that prayer allows God to teach us. We don't always have that ready spirit to be taught what God wants to teach us. But in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, Paul says, be careful for nothing or don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then verse 7, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. How do you explain the peace of God? You think an unsaved person would understand, yeah, I have peace, that this is what God wants me to do? No. You know, if you're teaching math, you can explain, this is how I got my answer, right? And we like that kind of approach, but when it comes to discovering the will of God, there's not always that, well, this is how I arrived at this conclusion. This is how I know God is directing me to do this specifically. And that's okay. He says in Philippians chapter 4, it passes all understanding. The peace of God is very real, but it's not always explainable in human terms. The peace of God is very real, and it gives us understanding. Oh, that's what God was trying to teach me. 5 years after this happened, I finally figured out why God allowed this to happen in my life. But too often we sell God short and don't have the patience to endure and wait for that understanding to come because we want it right now. So prayer is important for understanding because, secondly, we are to pursue understanding. So yes, we pray. We pray for understanding, but we are to pursue understanding. Turn to Proverbs chapter 2. And in this passage, wisdom or understanding, which wisdom and understanding are almost interchangeable terms, especially when it comes to the original language of, it has the idea of prudence, discretion, discernment. When we make a decision, God wants us to have discernment. Is this going to be helpful for me, for my family? Is this taking me down the wrong direction? What kind of decision am I making? I need understanding and discernment. So Proverbs chapter 2, I'm not going to read the whole passage, but verses 1 through 5 specifically tell us that we are to seek after wisdom and understanding. Verse 1 says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest her for hid treasures, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Seeking understanding is not a passive thing that we do. We don't just sit in our couch and say, God, I need you to give me understanding. I don't, you know, is it going to show up on the wall? Is it going to, you know, magically appear in the sky and all of a sudden, boom, God's going to give me the understanding? No. Remember, the psalmist prayed, give me understanding according to thy word. It was always in relation to the word of God. That's how God gives us understanding. So you wonder, why is it important to read your Bible? Again, it's not just because it's a spiritual exercise. We read that because that is the blueprint God has given us for our life, to discern His will, to give us understanding. But He says to pursue it, to seek after it. It's hidden. You don't search for something where you already know where it is. Maybe some of you do, I don't know. That would probably be insanity, wouldn't it? If you're searching for something that you already know where it is, but, you know, sometimes we all have those moments. But it's hidden. The idea is that, you know, we read the Word of God, and yet there's still things we discover every time we read the Bible. You know, just because you read it once doesn't mean, okay, I've read that, I've checked that off the list. We read it because the Bible is a living book. We read it because that's God and His revelation to us to speak to us through His Word. So we have to search for it as for hidden treasures, because it is hidden, not because God is withholding information, but because that is the way God has designed for us to learn His will, to understand it, to read our Bible. It's not always the easiest thing to do every day. Sometimes we really have to force ourselves to open up the Bible, to sit down. You're tired, you got other things on your mind. But then we wonder why we're so confused and why we don't feel like we have that understanding that we need. And we realize, well, I haven't really been reading the Word of God. How, you know, no wonder why I haven't had that understanding about decisions that I'm making in life. And it seems like my life is kind of spiraling out of control. Get into the Word of God. That's the solution. Search for it as for hid treasure. The psalmist said, give me understanding according to thy word. Also, not only is the treasure hidden, but it is valuable. You know, you don't stick valuables out in plain sight where people could easily take them, right? So God values His word. And because it is valuable, He tells us to seek for it because it's hidden, but it is discoverable. It's not God being exclusive and saying, ha ha, you know, you can't figure this out. No, He's saying it's right here, but you have to search for it. You have to find it because it is valuable. Someone said, perhaps God tells us to pursue understanding because it is only found by people who value it enough to search for it. Maybe if we lack, you know, it's not saying we're magically going to have understanding about every single thing, but there's a heart attitude of pursuing after God so that we can understand, God, what do you want me to do with my life? Who do you want me to marry? Where should I read in the Bible? You know, what should I believe about this? How should I raise my children, etc.? We have to search for those things. You know, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. If we just follow our heart and allow our flesh to govern our decisions, we're going to make bad decisions. We need God's understanding. And maybe you don't want God's understanding because you'll have to give up something. Or maybe your pride will be damaged to say, hey, I misunderstood this. That's hard for us to admit sometimes. Is I had a misunderstanding. I didn't understand that like I should. But now after reading God's word, it's cleared it up. Now I know this is right and this is wrong. So once we pray for wisdom and actively pursue it, we should then practice it. And that's the third step. Pray for understanding. Pursue understanding, and third, practice understanding. The verse that we read right at the beginning of the message, Psalm 111, you could turn back there. Psalm 111, verse 10, and I want to point out a very important principle that this verse tells us. Psalm 111, verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments." Good understanding comes by obedience. That's exactly what the psalmist says. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. So in other words, a good understanding and obedience to God are inextricably linked. You cannot separate them. You cannot have good understanding. Now, people can understand how a car works. People understand that a lot better than I do. There's people who understand how airplanes work. They don't necessarily fear God. They may not be saved, but they have understanding of things because we're all created in God's image. We have the capacity to understand things even though we don't have a saving faith in Jesus Christ. So there's people in the world, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of things that we can learn about finances, about business. They have a lot of understanding when it comes, but we're talking about a good understanding as it relates to following God and understanding God and really knowing the real purpose in life. You know, an unsaved person, they might have advice about how to raise children or what should you look for in a church. They might have opinions, but if it's not based on the Bible, is that really good understanding? Good understanding comes to those that do His commandments. So obedience and understanding are inextricably linked. The example of Noah comes to mind. The Hebrews 11 talks about how Noah for 120 years preached, and everybody thought he was the fool. They thought he was the one that had lost his mind. He was nuts. But when the rain started to fall, everyone wished that they had obeyed his message. See, they had an understanding that, hey, it's never rained before. You know, in their minds, they couldn't put together what God had commanded Noah. But Noah knew, this is what God is telling me to do. God told me I need to make an ark because there's a flood that's coming that's going to destroy the world. And 120 years, he was building the ark, he was preaching, everybody laughed him off and said, "You're nuts, it's never rained, how do you think it's going to flood the earth?" And then it started to rain. And then they realized that they should have obeyed. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. So a lot of times we think, we have it mixed up, we think, well, I'm going to wait till I have an understanding and then I'll obey God. I'm going to wait till I have it all figured out, and then I'm going to do what God wants me to do. But in the time being, I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to work on figuring this all out, which sounds like it's good intentions. But this verse here tells us that's not how it works. You obey God, and then He gives you good understanding. And I think of, you know, a doctor who doesn't know God, doesn't understand that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, made in the image of God. They can understand how the body systems work. But don't you think a doctor who studied all of these intricate parts of our body and understands what they were all made for and how God made it all to work together, don't you think a doctor who fears God and understands that we're fearfully and wonderfully made would have an understanding of the body in a much greater way, that we're not just physical masses of cells. We actually have a soul with our body, and we have a spiritual nature. There's a lot more understanding for somebody that obeys God, and that applies to every area of life, not just a doctor. You know, people, I think of people who may not even be college educated, but they can have a good understanding because they're obeying God. Maybe they get saved later in life and, you know, they didn't grow up in the ideal Christian home. And like me, I grew up in this church. I went to Bible college. I went to seminary, and there's still things I don't understand. You know, it's not a matter of how many degrees you have. It's a matter of your obedience to God. So every single person here is qualified to have good understanding. You don't have to have the college degree. You don't have to be saved for 50 years in order to understand what God wants you to do. There's simple things in the Bible that we can understand, like go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. There's simple commands that don't require a whole lot of understanding, like do not commit adultery. That's pretty clear. I think anybody who understands English would understand what that means. Okay, but there are certain things about God that we just simply won't figure out. I don't understand how the Trinity works. I don't understand completely how Jesus could be fully God and fully man at the same time because my brain shorts out. It doesn't compute. I don't understand that, but I believe it because the Bible says that this is true. And my point is that I really want to hammer home, if you don't get anything out of the message, get this, is that your obedience often will come before your understanding. The obedience to God precedes your understanding. And maybe that'll clear up something for you. Maybe, you know, God brings us to these crossroads in our life. And I have no idea what it is in anybody's life. But you do. A decision you have to make. Take the step of clear obedience to God, and God will give you the understanding. And it might not be instantaneous. I'm sure there's multitudes of people here who could testify to that extent. I know my dad was testified of that, where you just obey God, and then you don't always understand why, but then maybe years later you realize, that's why, you know, if I hadn't done this, my life would have gone in a totally different direction. But it was the obedience that he knew what to do, and then God revealed to him why he did what he did. And that's how Noah was, that's how Abraham was. Abraham went out into a place which he after received for an inheritance. I can just imagine Abraham saying, go where? I don't even know where that is. I don't even, you know, why would I pick up my whole family and move hundreds of miles away? And if we're a reasoning person, we think, no, that doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to do something that doesn't make any sense. But if God is telling you, then it's not that it doesn't make sense. It's just that it transcends the ability of our human mind to comprehend everything. It makes perfect sense. It's just we don't have the ability to comprehend it all right then. Just trust God and he'll take that step of obedience and give you the understanding that follows it. And also I want to say that God gives us everything we need to be able to understand. So God doesn't leave us in the dark. He doesn't tell us to go seek for something that we'll never find and pull the wool over our eyes. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. It doesn't specifically speak of understanding per se, but in the broad sense, that's what it's talking about. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Peter says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And he goes on to continue to talk about what we call the Christian virtues. Add to your faith this and this and this and this. And it's a growing process, right? It doesn't happen all at once. We don't have the understanding of everything we're going to know as a Christian the moment we get saved. Right? There's such a thing as grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But Peter here says he's given us all things that pertain unto life, meaning circumstances, experiences, and godliness. What we need to have a proper relationship with God. See, God doesn't just leave to us the menial task, the menial decisions of like where I'm going to work. He doesn't categorize that and say, well, those life decisions, you're on your own. But as it pertains to godliness, you read the Bible. No, he says, I've given you all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So every decision that we make, God wants us to have his understanding. But it starts with obedience. It starts with obedience, and God gives us the understanding as to why we obey and why we follow him. So God gives us over and over in the Bible, this is not even a, you know, just a small fraction of the verses that talk about understanding and pursuing after wisdom and knowing how do we navigate life? You know, we all have to come to those decisions where it just doesn't seem like there's any good solution. God, if I make it this decision, then this is going to happen. If I make this decision, then this is going to happen. And it just, you know, we want to pull our hair out and say, why am I in this situation? Well, God has a reason for it. God has a reason, but you might not understand it, but that's not a justification for you to say, fine, I'm going to quit church. Fine, I'm going to quit reading the Bible. I just don't understand it. No, that's the devil telling you to quit seeking understanding. You've given up on your search before you found the treasure. The devil would love to get people to just say, forget it. You know, I've tried following after God and I just don't understand how this all works. Like I said, join the boat with the rest of us. You know, we've all had perplexing situations happen in our life, and it would be unfortunate for you, for other people, to see a life circumstance cause you to just forget God. On the other hand, I know in throughout the years there's people who go through some really tough situations in their life, and you see them on Sunday morning, you see them on Sunday night, you see them on Wednesday night, and it's a boost to my faith to know that they're going through something that's very difficult, and yet they're still trusting God. You know, we all have things that we misunderstand, that we can't understand, because God's ways are not our ways. But we have to keep doing what we simply know is obedience to God. As the psalmist said, a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. Are you doing what you know to be right? If you're a parent and you tell your children this is what you're supposed to do and they don't do it, you're not happy with them, right? Because they knew what they were supposed to do. They didn't lack the understanding, but they didn't practice what they understood. How many times does God have to go through that with us? God says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Are you obeying God in the clear commands, in the areas that you know to be right? Maybe the understanding that you desire, that you're praying for, will clear up when you know you're obeying God in those clear areas. Because a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. Are you pursuing after understanding? Are you reading the Word of God? Are you looking into God's blueprint as to how you can find understanding? Or have you bought into the lie of the devil that just forget it, following God is too hard, it's not for me, I'll believe in Jesus and believe in God, but just living the Christian life is too much. Well, God has given you all things that pertain unto life and godliness. It's there. But you have to seek it. You have to obtain it. And God will help you. Anybody that says, I'm willing to come before God and get on my knees and beg him for understanding and say, God, what do I need to do? You think God is going to leave you in the dark? No. Like I said, it might not be the answer you want. It might not be when you want the answer, but God will give it to you. And I can't help but think of somebody who knows how to be saved. They have the understanding that Jesus died on the cross. He died for their sins. They have that understanding, but they don't act upon that faith. They don't act upon that understanding that they have. Good understanding have all they that do his commandments. The first thing, you know, the Bible talks about obedience to the gospel. To know that you're a sinner. To know that you deserve to go to hell. To know that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. To hear it maybe once, maybe 20 times. To reject that is disobedience. It's not God being unfair, because God has given us the understanding. He's given us the opportunity. And if you're here tonight and you lack understanding about decisions in your life, maybe it's because you've never been saved. And maybe you need God's understanding, first of all, by trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. And then a lot of other things will make sense, because God will give you His Holy Spirit to help you to discern His will. So I want to challenge us tonight. Is your understanding a good understanding? Have you been reading the Word of God? Have you been following what you know to be right? Let's have every head bowed, every eye closed. Lord, I pray for your understanding. As the psalmist prayed, give me understanding, Lord. All of us need understanding for various things in our lives, Lord. And I pray that you would help us to not only have the understanding, but to have the obedience that comes with the understanding. Lord, help us to trust in you. Help us to rely upon you for that understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.